In the heart of a wood, which lost its name long ago, is a place where a seeker of stories may go. If you've arrived and a story's your desire, come, take a seat, for what you require is a tale from the second storyteller.
Yes, yes, Hilbert, I know. Just look for anything useful. No, that's just an ancient cursed pendant. I said useful, you know, like, hello, dears. Welcome back. I am the first storyteller, of course, but you knew that. And I believe you have encountered my good friend here, Hilbert. What do you mean? Professional acquaintance. Well, that's true, but I thought we were past that personally. Well, why don't you do your job then and find us a story? Sorry about Hilbert. I did him a favor once. He visited this tower a long time ago and...
I'm here. I'm right here. Hello? Can you hear me?
And so, at this point... I suppose we're more or less stuck with each other. What story did you find for us, Hilbert? Oh, how shocking. A story about a crow. Right then, let's begin. Winter Friendship.
Winter Friendship. Clumps of snowflakes drifted in lazy comfort through a forest, along with a crow who matched their pace and attitude. Floating easily through the dim morning light and pine trees, the crow spotted a few pieces of corn stuck in a pile of snow. They landed on a ball of soft fabric which capped off the snow pile and inspected their snack with a curious peck. A soft voice startled the crow from their hunger.
Oh, please don't take that. I need it, the voice pleaded.
The crow grumbled their annoyance and hopped off the snow pile to better inspect the source of the voice. Focused on the corn, the crow hadn't noticed the sticks poking out of the snow pile at awkward angles. They also hadn't noticed the small rocks, or the carrot that had been stuck just above the corn. There was also fabric wrapped around the snow pile, in addition to the soft fabric the crow had initially landed on. Reassessing their quarry, the crow realized the small fortune that they had been perching on. They hopped towards the snow pile once more, with rumbling, hungry squawks.
Now, wait, please just listen. The snow pile urged.
The crow stopped, tilted their head, and cawed their frustrations.
I'm a snowman, you see, the snowman explained quickly. Yesterday, a child came to these woods with their parents and built me. They had brought a pocketful of corn kernels to make my mouth, and even this beautiful hat and scarf.
The crow blinked and tapped at the ground with an impatient beak as the snowman rambled out the story of their creation. The care and attention in the child's eyes during construction, the stories the child had shared with the snowman about riding on the school bus and sitting next to Chloe during lunch, the eventual decisive statement of the child of, "You're my best friend," as they had draped a scarf around the finished snowman. All of this was imparted unceasingly to the crow, until the bird gave a raspy caw and flew off into some dark branches, away from the clawing desperation of the snow person. A few days later, when the forest floor remained hard and frozen but had shed its coat of downy snow, the crow returned. The snowman looked more or less the same when the crow landed on the ground beside them,
and tugged at one of the branches that served as an arm. "Oh, wait, that's my arm, if you please," the snowman exclaimed, which sent the crow hopping backwards grumpily without their prize. "Thank you, truly. Not every creature has been as kind as you. As you can see, most of my mouth has already, been carried off." The crow scrutinized the snowman's face with an assessor's skill and noted that only a few of the corn kernels remained of the snowman's smile. One of the stones that had served as an eye was also tragically missing, though apart from these details, most of the snowman seemed to be intact. The crow gave a gruff squawk of acknowledgement. I realize the corn just gave me the appearance of a mouth. Clearly I'm still able to speak to you. It's just that I'm sure that the child will return any day now. I would really like to be looking my best. I want to look exactly the same as how they left me so that we can share another lovely day together. And the snowman indulged in another ramble, this time about how pleased the child would be to return, finding their best friend unchanged. How the snowman and the child would get to have another day together, maybe even nicer than the first. By the time the snowman was finished with their wishful musings, the crow was long gone. Their departure had been silent and unspectacular. A few days later, the crow landed on a tree stump to survey what was left of their snow-based acquaintance. The air carried the damp scent of greenery only just on the verge of waking. Both of the stone eyes were missing now, which was just as well, because the carrot nose and the remaining corn kernels were gone too. As the crow considered plucking a string or two from the bobble hat, the snowman gave a soft sigh. "I'll really try to stay the same, you know. The animals just kept taking things, no matter how much I pleaded. And it's not as if the child came back to stop them or replace what was taken. But they said it, oh no, they said it, that I was their best friend. Why would they even give that to me if they didn't plan to come back?" the snowman fretted. The crow offered a few croaking sounds in response. "What do you know about it? You weren't even there," the snowman suddenly snapped defensively. "You didn't see how happy they were, how happy I was. If I made them so happy, then why have they left me here with only the memories?" But the question was asked to nobody. The crow had already flown away. A few days later, the crow landed by a tiny mound of snow. Only the bravest blades of grass had begun to explore the forest floor. The scarf looked enormous by comparison to the snow that remained. The crow cawed with increasing volume until the snowman responded. "You are very kind, friend, and I think it is okay if you do not want to call me your friend. You have returned so many times, you've listened. Even if I am not your friend, you have been mine. That child, they may never return here, but that day, when they called me their best friend, it made me very happy. That moment still makes me happy." The crow blinked, but otherwise remained still. "If it is okay with you, would you please take my scarf with you when you go? I would like it very much if taking it made you happy," said the snowman. The crow hopped forward and snatched up the scarf in their beak. They flew back to a waiting nest, which was about to be much warmer.
"Why is there just a cabinet filled with cords and cables? What would you even plug these things into? Hilbert, could you get me one of the large trash bags? Hilbert? Oh! How did you like the story? As for me, I've just been sorting through the endless chaos in here, looking for anything of use. But I... Oh! That's just a big jar of teeth. Alright? Okay. Well, as usual, If there's a particular type of story you're interested in, do let me know. I'm sure I can find one for you. For now, be well, and carry today's story in your heart.
Today's tale has ended, but return once again to this place where you are considered a friend. Return to this tower and its mysterious dweller for more from the library of The Second Storyteller.
Thank you for listening to The Second Storyteller. If you have a prompt for a story, please send it to thesecondstoryteller@gmail.com. If your prompt is selected, your name will be credited at the end of the episode. Today's prompt was Connections, submitted by Science in Socks. If you would like to help support the future of this podcast, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/thesecondstoryteller. A donation as small as a dollar is greatly appreciated and helps keep us going. A donation of just $10 a month puts you on the list of current library card holders, and your name will be read at the end of the episode. The Second Storyteller podcast and the featured stories were written and created by Katie Chacon. The role of the Second Storyteller is played by Charles Scott. The role of the First Storyteller is played by Katie Chacon. Today's voice of the story was provided by Charles Scott. The voice of the intro and outro is Chris Camp, and you can find the fantastic games he's worked on at riks.itch.io. That's riks.itch.io. The music was written by Fintan, who can be found at garbagebag, all one word, .itch.io. The Second Storyteller will return next month with more magic, fun, and of course, a story to tell.